And now, Young Widder Brown. A little while ago, Ellen Brown received a peremptory telephone call from her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, ordering her to have nothing more to do with Jim Morrison, the ex-husband of Dr. Allison Shaw, whose surgical skill recently saved Ellen's life. And Anthony's attitude made Ellen come to a decision and call in her good friend, Mariah Hawkins. Now, after parking his car outside Ellen's home, Anthony walks up the path, opens the screen door, and calls loudly,
Ellen! Ellen, where are you?
Who's that? Why, Anthony, for heaven's sake, what's the matter with you shouting like that? Why, what's happened?
Where's Ellen, Mariah?
I don't know, Anthony.
Well, what are you doing here? Isn't she well?
Oh, she's fine. I'm just here while she's away.
Ellen has gone away?
Yes, Anthony, she's gone on a little trip.
Oh, that nice. Does it seem strange that I shouldn't know about it?
I think Ellen was going to tell you if you'd telephoned again, but you just didn't call.
Where did she go?
She went up to Lake Mayo with Jim Morrison.
Mariah, are you joking?
No, Anthony, no, I'm not. I don't think it would make much sense for me to joke about a thing like that, do you?
I can't understand it. I simply can't understand it.
Well, I don't know, Anthony. I thought it was a pretty good idea myself for Ellen to go. After all, she's sort of nervous lately, I think.
Nervous? I think she's out of her mind. It's utterly preposterous that she makes this trip. What's back of it, Mariah? When did she go?
She left about 2:00, Anthony. I don't know when she'll be back.
Fine. Did she tell you why she was going?
Well, Ellen did say this lady, Dr. Humphrey's wife, invited her up there with Jim Morrison.
Well, I've never heard of anything quite so absurd in all my life. You're looking after things here, I gather.
Yes.
Fine. That's... Well, Ellen didn't even consult me about all this, but I'm on hand if you need someone for the children, you know that.
Yes, of course. And Anthony...
Yes?
Can I say a few things to you about this without you thinking I'm putting myself forward?
Well, Mariah, I wonder if there hasn't been too much talk or too much advice given on this situation.
All right, Anthony, I guess I'm not too old to take a hint when I get it. But advice or not, I'll say this much. I certainly don't think you should have telephoned Ellen and ordered her around the way you did. She doesn't order you around about Dr. Allison Shaw. There are lots of people who think she should.
Well, Mariah, we can't see eye to eye on this, so why should we try? I'll keep in touch with you, if only to find out when Ellen will be back.
Anthony's anger lasts well past his return to Health Center Hospital. And now, later in the afternoon, when Dr. Allison Shaw comes to talk to him about a patient, she has this to say.
Anthony, what happened to you today? You've left shattered nerves and desperate attention spread from one end of the hospital to another.
Oh, don't be absurd, Allison.
The two nurses cried their eyes out in the living room. One of the interns wishes he was a Marine, and the receptionist says she's going to quit tomorrow.
Well, it's a pity people can't toughen their hides a little and endure some well-founded criticism. What's on your mind? Well, what do you want now?
Oh, nothing. I was going to have a good talk with you on this new antibiotic and the possibility of our running a few controls on it.
All right, let's put it off till later.
Anthony, what's happened?
Nothing.
You know that isn't true.
Well, what do you want to do, Allison? Be a woman surgeon or a good pal and friend and have me tell you all my secrets?
I'm not even going to let you offend me, Anthony. I'm that disturbed about you. You have seen this to those kids clearly, and it isn't at all like you.
How do you know it isn't? You haven't been here long enough to know me very well.
I knew you very well the first night we met, Anthony. Do you remember that first night?
No, I don't.
You sent such urgent messages to Dr. Humphrey that he felt he must send me by plane from Lake Mayo when he couldn't come and operate on Ellen himself.
Yes.
And there I sat, knowing perfectly well why you were angry. First you thought he'd missed the plane.
Yes, I did take that.
And then, when you found out I was Dr. Humphrey's assistant, a woman. Oh, Anthony, how very revealing your expression was. What a complete giveaway.
Well...
And it was only Ellen who liked me a customer. Strange how far away we are from each other now, Ellen and I. But it's to be expected, I think.
Why?
Ellen isn't sure she wants to let you go.
She seems pretty sure.
What do you mean by that, Anthony?
Ellen has gone off for a few days to visit your friends, the Humphreys, with your ex-husband.
This isn't true.
But it is true.
Why? I don't understand. Anthony, this is preposterous. Why is Jim going to see the Humphreys? Why is he taking Ellen?
I don't know. It evidently was rather sudden. Mariah Hawkins was at the house, and all I learned was that Ellen had gone.
She didn't tell you herself. She just went.
Exactly.
Anthony. Anthony, this is a plot. This is a trap of some sort. I won't let Jim do this to me.
What are you talking about? I don't follow you, Alice.
Jim is determined to crucify me, Anthony, to make everybody hate me. This is new. This is something that happens with people like Jim. Sick, disease, and soul and mind.
Whoa, Allison. It isn't that bad, surely.
He's going to take Ellen to the Humphreys. Dr. Humphreys won't believe him, but Mrs. Humphreys will. You know, she's always thought that the doctor thought too much of me. And that's what Jim will do it. I know it. I know the workings of his mind.
Allison, wait a minute. Listen. I was just as angry as you when I heard about it. There isn't anything we can do now. They'll be there this evening, and the Humphreys will hear some kind of story from Jim. What role Ellen will play, I don't know. But it'll be something. I expect, however, when she comes back, that she'll feel a little more amiable toward me.
Anthony, I've got to telephone there. I've got to warn the Humphreys. I've got to do something. I've got to do something.
That isn't even sensible, Alice. In the first place, there's nothing you can do. Literally nothing. And in the second place, it isn't particularly dignified for either of us to be reacting this way.
How should we react, Anthony?
Well, I think we should let them go. I think that we should be very circumspect about our behavior. We're entitled to anger, but wisdom certainly indicates that we should control it.
How wonderful to be so controlled, Anthony.
Allison, Jim Morrison can't hurt you any more than he's already done, can he?
No.
All right, then. Forget him. Forget him completely. He isn't important.
And Ellen?
Well, I think Ellen was very unwise and emotionally involved in this. It's unfortunate that such a situation came about. But until she comes back, I'm not going to think about it.
Can you do that?
Of course I can do it. Why do you ask?
I ask because I don't think you can. Ellen has too strong a hold on you.
No one has too strong a hold on me, Allison. Believe me, I won't allow it. No one has too strong a hold on me.
Now, late this evening, as Jim Morrison and Ellen drive through the wood country of lakes and summer camps, their conversation has dwindled severely. Both Ellen and Jim thinking a great deal, until finally Jim says,
"No one could accuse you of chattering, Ellen. You're not what might be called the gabby type."
Nor are you, Jim.
Are you thinking about Anthony?
Of course. Aren't you thinking about Allison?
No.
Well, perhaps you're not as confused as I am, Jim.
You still loving me?
I'm no less sure than I was. I just wonder how sure I was.
Well, that's something of a puzzle.
I know. But it may work out. I think seeing a few new people may help. Different people who look at me as someone new, too, may give me just that much perspective.
Yes, yes. The Humphreys are nice. I think you'll like her particularly. The old man likes to think he's a character.
Oh.
And his wife indulges him. He's used to seeing young things like Allison worshiping in his sleep. He's always had great patience with them.
How is it that they befriended Allison against you, then?
I had no press agent. Allison had herself. And Allison told tales about me. Well, and let's face it, I was drinking heavily. I was a mess. Not the type of person they thought Allison should marry.
Well, there must be something between you and Allison, though, if you've been married twice. I mean that there's a pull, a terrific need in each of you for the other.
Not anymore, Ellen.
How can you know that?
I don't know, but I do know it. The silver cord is cut. I think I turned to Allison as you turned to a mother.
But, Jim, that's how you turn to me.
No, it isn't, Ellen. I don't turn to you in that fashion. You are a woman, Ellen, not a mother in it. Not anything like it, believe me. You are just a woman.
Do these simple, sincere words of Jim Morrison mean that he is already in love with young Widder Brown?